Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Hello, it's Eli.
And this is Sean.
So we got a few little notices to give you. First off, we've got a survey, and we would love it if you would fill that out. It is completely anonymous and helps us build what we're calling the Nerd Awesomeness Index, trying to improve our shows, and your answers will help us figure out where we should focus our efforts.
And where do people go to take that survey, Eli?
That is at albasalix.com/survey.
Once again,
albasalix.com/survey.
And the reviews for our new show have surpassed our wildest dreams. Will Williams says, a breakout star in the genre. Radio Drama Revival wrote, you've never heard anything like this. And Geek Girl Authority said, fans of Critical Role, Hello from the Magic Tavern, and The Adventure Zone will love this show. I have to say, I screamed when I read each of these. It has been so amazing to see what these people and all of our fans have been saying.
And comparing us to some of our favorite shows.
And comparing us to some of our favorite shows in the world. Yeah. So remember, though, you're not going to get The End of Time and Other Bothers, the new show, in this feed.
Right. You've heard episode one here, but keep listening. You will have to subscribe to our new feed. So look up in your favorite podcast app, The End of Time and Other Bothers.
And if you're having trouble finding it, just go to otherbothers.com and we've got all the links right there in every platform. And now, a teaser of what's coming in the next episode of The End of Time and Other Bothers. So you guys crest the hill and you see the valley that we've already described stretching out in front of you, and you see a town in the distance nestled against a cliff that has a massive waterfall coming down right beside the town. And Blatt, this is when it hits you. This town has thatched roofs. You see what appears from this distance to maybe be a marketplace with vendors and stalls, and you see no technology or signs of technology at all. In fact, you probably see fires that are being lit for dinner.
My small friend,
mm-hmm.
Is it possible once
Wait, was that for me or your other small friend here?
Smallest friend, is it possible?
Now, are you speaking about stature or personality?
Kidnapper!
Okay, I'm clear.
Is it possible when we get to Paradox that there is a speechifier that we could use?
Speechifier.
You don't know what a speechifier is, do you?
Can't say I've ever heard of that one.
Never heard the word before. This is brand new information to you.
Yeah. What does it do?
Nothing. It's not important. We are several centuries in the past.
Now, was that for me?
Just a general observation. Please continue on.
When you say several centuries in the past, do you mean like there's some special new park nearby where they have made it several centuries in the past?
We do have a nice park in town.
Well, see, there you go. It's just a nice park.
I don't think we're in old timeyville. No, I think this is actually a different era from whence we came.
We came from this era?
Well, we came from this era and that society advanced to the point that we were from. But no, this is not the era that we were born. They're setting fires in the streets!
That happens sometimes. You know where I'm from? There's these explosions that happen every now and then, and someone has to file them. I wouldn't want that job. But every now and then, I have to talk about them and make sure that people know everything's okay, even though these explosions keep happening. And I'm pretty good at it, actually. I think I might get a promotion from Karen and my co-worker.
Karen's not born yet!
What?
I don't know who Karen is, but she hasn't been born yet. Karen's grandmother hasn't been born yet. There is no Karen. Forget about Karen. There's excrement everywhere. This isn't where we're supposed to be.
That was for him, right?
Yes, that was for him. I'm sorry. I'm just very upset. I've been walking for 17 minutes.
The End of Time and Other Bothers, an improvised fantasy role-playing game set in the world of Alba Salix. To keep listening, look us up in your favorite podcast app, The End of Time and Other Bothers, or visit otherbothers.com.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
If you love actual plays D&D, Hades, or Greek mythology and improv, be sure to check out Rogue Runners, Volume 1, In the Blood, to follow the adventures of Alexander the Great, King of Macedon, and Drunk Paladin.
Oh, sorry. I guess now I'm Alexander the Grump.
Rolf, part-time sorcerer, full-time boomer.
Is it a sex thing?
It was a sex thing!
Arete, stealthy rogue, and even thirstier mobster.
Have you bathed and brought to my tent?
And Annie, legendary bard and chocolate milk fanatic. Together, these four wretched shades will battle their way out of hell for another chance at life, with a little help and hindrance from gods and monsters alike.
Word of advice when you're opening up these things, you're supposed to say, "Olympus, I accept this message," in some really serious voice.
Take your place among the living again.
Your tactics are adept, if too elegant for my tastes.
My dear, saying no is never a crime.
You hit like a Philistine.
You're not getting out of here alive, wretches.
A pinky promise?
A double pinky promise.
When you die, you'll have to tell me all about it.
Rogue Runners, an actual play audio drama made during the pandemic, all while maintaining proper social distancing.
And I'll follow at a 6-foot distance.
How about a 5-foot distance for D&D purposes?
Sure.
Okay.